with a tightless one compared to any other Mini driver, this thing's fairly easy to hit off the ground for how big it is.
Like crazy easy. I personally, when I was trying to hit the burner, I couldn't hit it off the deck, which if I can't hit it off the deck, that club's useless in my bag.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. It is Masters Week. You excited?
Super excited. Really excited. It's I don't want to say it's the best week of the year, but it's one of the best weeks of the year. As a fan.
Yeah. It's when Mondays don't look half bad until it gets rained out.
That's fair. But I didn't have a Monday ticket, so I don't care. I'm sorry to those of you that didn't get to go yesterday.
We're sorry.
Same. But obviously, this time of year, a lot of companies come out with some new equipment. A lot of companies keep in mind designing equipment specifically for the players for this course.
Yep.
And it's been a craze in the past year. Everything's been a leak of Mini drivers, who all is coming out with one. The biggest surprise is kind of what we got in front of us today, which is the Titleist GT280, which last brand I was thinking was going to get on the Mini driver train.
I mean, when you think Titleist, you always think traditionalist. To me, a little bit of a conspiracy theorist take on this.
Nice.
If a company like Titleist CrossFit was willing, we won't go down that rabbit hole. If a company like Titleist, starting with the TSR series, was willing to R&D a Mini driver and now make it full production, what does that tell you that the USGA is going to do to driver size? It's going to shrink. Titleist has always been a no gimmick company. You know, obviously TaylorMade Callaway, they've made Mini drivers, gosh, for the last 10, 15 years off and on. So it's not a surprise to see them. But when you see a company like Titleist, who is very player-focused, precision-focused, no gimmicks, no flash, launch something like this, that tells me that something's coming down the pipeline on driver head size.
Yeah, I mean, that's they've already proven, like Bryson did the video about the rollback ball. The long hitters are still going to be long with the ball that's rolled back. So, like, that's definitely not enough. And then Mike Wan, who runs the USGA, he has hinted at the fact that equipment's going to change too. They pretty much said driver faces have gotten too thin and drivers have gotten too big. So, looking at this 280, I mean, we had one come in the shop yesterday to get cut down. It reminds me of those, like, original Big Berthas. It's like that exact size.
Yeah, like an old 907J spec or one of the cool.
Yeah. Now, does the 280 stand for 280 cc's?
I believe so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. I'm just making sure it's not that obvious, but clearly it is. Do we think drivers will get that small again?
I mean, it wouldn't bother me, but I don't think it will.
No.
I mean, it's kind of obviously we've talked enough about the golf ball rollback to know how big of a joke it is. But with driver, I think there is some leniency there, as we see it every day that, I mean, ball goes a freaking ton off of a certain driver, not as far with another.
Yeah. Now, this is a full production, like first. Is this the first ever full production Mini driver?
Correct. Because the TSR never came out to retail. It was tour only.
Okay. And then TaylorMade's Mini, their burner Mini, was a limited edition.
Yeah, so you had the SLDR Mini, which was the first one back in 2014. And then it came back with, like, the original one, then a burner, then another burner, and another one coming out in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about why do you think someone should put a Mini driver in the bag? Let's talk about the positives of why we think someone should put it in the bag.
Tommy Fleetwood, actually, you know, whether he's getting paid to say it or not, did a very good presser yesterday at a place like Augusta. It's a perfect golf club, you know, tied off the tee boxes. You need to hit a fairway, but you still need that ball speed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of our clients over the age of 45, you know, they tell us, I struggle with the larger head. Because some people just can't get comfortable. If you played golf 20, 30 years,
you're hitting down on a driver.
Not only that, they were 380 cc, 410 cc.
Yeah,
I mean, until Tiger signed with TaylorMade, he never played a driver over 390 cc's. So it's, you know, the 460 era, even though in our age group's been around basically since we started playing golf, if you've played golf for 20 years, it's still fairly new to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, there's some benefit there. A lot of players hit 3-wood really well off the tee box, and they struggle with the driver with how long and how light it is. most of these mini drivers are a half inch longer than a 3-wood, and the head weights are a little heavier, so a little bit more control as well.
Yeah, so my positives with it, I truly believe for the market, for that group of players that can only hit driver between 235 and 265, this club's only being talked about on tour, but I think the mini driver can 100% fit in that group of golfers' bags, because if you're swinging around that 90 to 100 mile per hour zone, you're only going to be able to carry the ball around that X amount of distance. So realistically with a 3-wood, they're only going to that 3-wood might come out too low. The head is super small. I think this will fit. We'll do more fittings and put this club in maybe that level of golfer's bag than some of your higher speed, distance players, just because there's more surface area. I mean, if you look at the club face, it almost feels like you can't miss it.
Yeah. I mean, it visually, out of all the minis we've seen, it's been my favorite.
Yeah.
Now this one only, it's coming in at 13 degrees aloft. TaylorMade obviously makes 11.5 mm-hmm. and 13.5. But with Titleist, it's a sure fit adapter. You can take it down up, or also change the lie angle, which is great.
And obviously we're labeling it as a mini driver. Titleist does not label it as a mini driver. It's just the 280, because I would say Titleist is probably leaning this as more of a 3-wood replacement. You still see drivers in a lot of their pros bags that play this. I mean, Adam Scott has this in the bag, I believe. I mean, Max Homa, he has the Cobra version now, but he did have the Titleist version. I truly think like this can be for somebody that struggles, that probably needs to hit more 3-woods off the tee box to get the ball out there, like closer to their driver number. Because I just think for slower club head speeds, 3-woods are really hard to hit. I don't like how the new fairway wood designs, the faces are getting super shallow. Now, for hitting that off a tee box, a shallow face isn't necessarily a good thing.
Yeah, because it makes it easier to kind of catch that top edge, too.
Correct. And obviously, once you have 15 degrees aloft, when you talk about the spin loft of things, that's another factor. But that's kind of like where I see kind of this driver fitting or this club fitting for the general market. Because that is the average golfer.
Yep. Well, how many fittings do we see a week where they hit driver and 3-wood the same distance already?
Mm-hmm.
Because they struggle
with more it. Often than not.
Yeah, especially in I like this club in the ladies market too. Same reason. You know, every ladies driver is super light, super whippy, super high launch, and they hit it straight up in the air and straight down. And with Burner, we were able to fit quite a few ladies into that. Get that penetrating flight more roll.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a Gerber multi-tool, which is nice, because with the Titleist one, compared to any other mini driver, this thing's fairly easy to hit off the ground for how big it is.
Crazy easy. I personally, when I was trying to hit the Burner, I couldn't hit it off the deck, which if I can't hit it off the deck, that club's useless in my bag. I hit my driver well, so like I don't ever look at something as a driver replacement. But for me, when I hit this, I hit it equally as good off the deck as I did off a tee. Obviously, the ball would go a little further off the tee, and we'll see here in a sec because it spins a little bit less. But I was sitting here and I'm like, okay, could I see myself putting this in my bag? How would it work in my bag? Well, if I'm already hitting my driver well, it's carrying around the 280, 285 area, rolling out closer to the 300. I'm like, right now I hit my 3-wood, which I just built a new 3-wood. It's awesome. It goes 265, 275. I'm like, well, if I get this mini driver, do I technically, like, what is it going to do? I would say, like, for me, it would be something to where I'd probably put it in a golf course that I still need to hit it, that 285 number. Just it'll be a little easier to do that than with a 3-wood, But yeah, looking at kind of the size comparison here, obviously, I would say Titleist's fairway woods is like a larger fairway wood head.
Yeah, even the three head, which we don't have out here, for a fairly tour inspired look, is still fairly large.
Yeah, but this is why we wanted to bring the other heads in here, is it blends really well.
Yeah, so we got GT4 for the driver, which is the smallest full production driver, and GT2 15 degree fairway metal, and you can see it's just a, and honestly, it staggers perfectly down the line.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, from driver to mini driver. I'm just going to keep calling it mini driver.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to call it that because it's titleless.
Yeah. Miles, can you pull up the numbers? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't give this the full go, but a couple averages here. So if you look at the red numbers, that's a hit it off of a tee. Now, we're talking about the ball only needing to be teed up about a quarter of an inch. So 165 ball speed, it's almost right there with driver numbers, which that's kind of what the tour pros are seeing. Averaged 15 degrees of launch, 3000 backspin, hitting it plenty high.
Yeah. 151 peak.
Yeah. Plenty high. 280 carry, 297 total. That's just landing on the standard GC quad fairway. The craziest thing with this is how easy it is for me to draw, right? Like, I hit it very straight, and off a tee, I was really able to turn it over. And then we look at the numbers below. That's off the deck, right? So the cool thing about this, and I have zero expectations. Usually I struggle with the larger heads hitting it off the deck. I like a really kind of deep, rounded face. With the three wood, ball speed jumped up to almost 167. 1,000 more RPMs of spin.
Which is to be expected.
Yep. And still able to fly it out there. Now, off the deck, it went about the same carry number as my three wood. So, the only way this would work in my bag is if I really needed something consistently to go that 280 number. So, but super, if you're a player that struggles with a three wood, this is where I would give it a shot. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I think, too, like, if you're a tournament player, obviously, we see it all the time now where if it goes past 290, it's too far. You know, we're talking more in the under 30 age group here for, like, CGA events, like, in our section. It's a good driver option to take, you know, in the sense of, yeah, it's got a governor built into it, but it's going to be a little bit more accurate. Mm-hmm. So if you are struggling going into a tournament, it could be an alternative club to use.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's... The companies are getting smart. That's why they're giving you offerings. I mean, Callaway announced this week that they have a mini driver coming out. We know another TaylorMade's coming out in the horizon. So you're pretty much going to have three of these types of clubs to test and see.
The USGA approved the Cobra yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The big tour or whatever they're going to call it.
So...
they're here to stay.
Just more options, you know? More options. And I think it's a good club to maybe possibly give you more options gapping wise for your total top of the bag. You know, maybe this is a way for you to get a higher lofted fairway wood number if this increases another. So there's stuff there. Now, before we wrap up, you know, and it's kind of fitting, we talked about this week, what holes do you think this club will mostly be used on at Augusta?
Four. Is it four? Turns over? Yeah, probably four a lot. I don't know. It's tough because I think with Adam Scott using it off the ground so much, pretty much any par five, he's going to hit this with it being so windy.
I mean, this club was pretty much specifically designed for number 10.
Yeah.
Those guys have to hit a draw, and they have to fly it 280 at least to cover that bunker, right? But, like, because you have to take such an aggressive line even if you're trying to turn over driver. You run into the Rory situation. So you see a lot of guys hitting three woods, but sometimes if that wind's into, which traditionally the wind is into the face, if that three wood gets spinny, you're going to have a side hill lie over 200 plus into that green. And that green's insane. So you'll see a lot of guys hitting this on holes like number 10. I think number two is a hole as well, par five. Kind of, if you're in that fairway bunker, you're kind of screwed, you know, but... Number two is a short second shot, so you don't necessarily have to bomb it down there. You just have to get it in the fairway and not miss it too far left. I think the cool thing the Masters announced this week that you can pretty much watch every single range session.
See all their numbers.
If you're a nerd like us, dive in and see how many people are possibly putting a mini driver in the bag for this week.
Now, to close out, kind of like the fault here, because we started with the conspiracy theory on the USGA, but now we're going to call it the tinfoil hat kind of method. Do we think all these companies are doing it kind of like what we talked about with Lab, because players are breaking their contract or putting other manufacturers' minis in the bag, and that's why we're seeing every manufacturer make one? Because you had Justin Thomas, titleist player, playing burner. Max Homa, titleist player, playing burner. You had all of PXG's players, even though PXG make ones, playing burner. So do we think this is kind of like, okay, our players are not using our equipment, so we got to do this?
There's probably some sort of like internal pride that the companies are doing with that. Now, Titleist is the one company that are like, you can do whatever you want. Like, I think Titleist is just fine that Max Homa moved on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why every player that moves on from Titleist struggles. I mean, Titleist equipment, you just know what you're getting. But Titleist is known to not give players a lot of money. They're like, no, you're playing our equipment. Our equipment's gonna make you your money. I can dive into that more, yeah. But I think it's more to do with the driver head change that's coming in the future. I think we'll probably have announcement because the golf ball takes effect next year on tour. 2028 for the average golfer. So I think probably by 2028, there will be a driver head size limitation for pros. And then probably by 2030, it'll be in the general public.
You said the guy, his name Mike, the head of the USGA?
Mike Wan, yeah.
I wonder who hurt him so bad. Like, outdrove him so far to make him get on this train.
It's about preserving golf.
Yeah, okay.
You know, yeah.
We could just make the fairways tighter and the rough taller again.
Yep.
We don't have enough time for that.
Let's get into show and tell. Hey, it's my favorite guys. It's my favorite guys. My golf spy, you're a bunch of frauds. I'll happily say it.
Should we insert our lab?
But I will say this is funny.
Should we insert our Lab Odyssey picture? Because hey, this is the second product
the theme is carrying on. So it says justify it however you want. It'll always be lame to me when someone blatantly copies someone else. What you're looking at here is Callaway's announcement of the new tour stripe. Is that what they're calling it? Or something like that. And then you have the
one that's been around forever. Yeah,
the TaylorMade stripe. That TaylorMade's had for quite a few years now.
We should put Jane Franco's face right here saying same.
Yeah.
But different.
Do we think in the golf ball world you can say copy? I don't know. Like, it's just a golf ball.
Yeah. That's pretty.
It's bad. I will say it's bad. Like, it's okay. It's yes. I'm not trying to defend Callaway here.
This is almost as bad as the
I'm just
the
saying
lab
whoever part. Is heading up Callaway's R&D, they need to get off ChatGPT. Like, they just do something original, please.
Yeah, because, you know, like, they had that 360 super soft and that was awesome.
And then
they scratched it and went to this.
I like, which we all know, like, Callaway has like 60 ball skews. It's brutal for shops like us. I like the all the way around triple track.
Yeah, the 360.
Oh, is that what that was? Oh. yeah, this is bad. This is bad.
Yeah. It's getting kind of comical at this point.
It really is. Like, Callaway, you got some issues. Like, let's do something original, do something different.
Yeah, like the Tervis was, or Truvis, True,
yeah,
whatever you want to
awesome.
Call it. Awesome, still killing it, still crushing it. We saw a bunch with our own logo on it. That was original. This is like, hey, man, if I give you $5, can you do my homework for me? Like, before an exam, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll go on to the next one.
Yeah. Let's see here.
Odds to win the Masters.
It could change.
Subject to change. I think they have changed a little. Not Not drastically. Scotty Scheffler is still the clear favorite. I think his odds are technically double of what are like Rory's are still a little higher than that. General picks. Our first question, Kyle, are you taking Scotty and Rory versus the field?
No, God, no. That's all funny picture. It's like we go through this roller coaster every couple of years. It starts in January. I'm not going to place any money on Rory to win the Masters. Then he gets his first win. It's like, okay, I'm still not going to place any money to win the Masters.
He hasn't won a major.
Wins the Players.
Yeah.
No.
He hasn't won a major since 2014.
We're going strictly off this list, I'm choosing everybody underneath Scotty and Rory.
So you're taking the field.
I'm taking the field. Especially if Joaquin plays as well as he has. If the putter's semi-high, then yes.
He has yet to finish inside the top 15 in a major. This is a big week for Joaquin.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you got to do it.
But he's playing his best golf he's ever played.
You got to do it now.
But yeah, I'm taking the field.
You're taking the field.
And I'd love to be wrong.
If I was a betting man, I think it's just you got like Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler had his best putting week last week in like 25 starts, in 25 starts. So like if that putter is truly getting better, and we know how Scotty hits it, this golf course plays perfectly to Scotty's hand. It's the hard holes are hard for everybody, and he makes some of the other holes just look super simple with his ball striking. They need to do some stuff with the golf course. The golf course has gotten a little bland. The only person other than Scotty Scheffler that is on my mind this week, and I just feel like there's something there, Sergio Garcia. He's putting really good. He seems like he's in a good spot with his golf game.
Ball striking
looks I think great. This week plays really well for the LIV players. I'm a positive LIV guy, but they played a brutal golf course last week. And quite a few of them played, like the really good players played really well. Joaquin did not play well last week, but he got off to a rough start. I think that definitely plays into their hands going into this week. It's just they kind of know where the ball striking is, things like that. But I don't know what Sergio's odds are. They're pretty high. But it's kind of like my dark horse pick. I'm going Scotty Scheffler, but my dark horse is Sergio.
Now, on this list, what two players do you think will miss the cut, if any?
Justin Thomas will miss the cut. There's just some – like Fridays just kill him at Augusta for some reason. And then Jordan Spieth. I think Jordan Spieth misses the cut.
Yeah, I'm.
I don't get why people think Jordan Spieth has a chance. Like, I truly don't get it. It's just this is not the same golf course that it was in 2015 when he won. I don't know. I might sound like a hater there, but on this list, I think it's Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. And I like Justin Thomas a lot. There's just something about him at Augusta. I hope he proves me wrong.
How would the golf world react if Bryson misses the cut? Obviously coming off the YouTube big train and all this.
He wasn't a part of the duels. But I don't know. If he misses the cut, Brandel Chamblee will do what Brandel Chamblee does. Yeah. He'll say, that's what he gets for taking blood money and all that dumb stuff.
Do you think if he does, they'll say, well, that's what he gets for all this R&D and switching equipment every 2 weeks?
I think there's more to that than there's the other way. But I don't know. When you're good, you're good.
Yep.
And he keeps
this week so much fun.
He keeps pushing it forward. How about this? If Xander wins, he's won
3 in a row, right?
Mm-hmm. I know. Like, no one's talking about it. We could possibly have a Xander slam.
He got his loft and lie changed on his putter yesterday.
He got it checked.
Checked.
I don't know. But let us know who you think is going to win. I hope you enjoy watching. The weather looks like it's going to be a nice little brisk
stroll down Magnolia Lane.
Yep. And then I'm honestly about to go turn on Live from the Range. So, yep.
Well, cool. Let us know your Masters pick in the bottom and also your thoughts on the mini driver. If you haven't already, like and subscribe, turn on push bell notifications, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Peace.